This podcast is brought to you by the What's Your Productivity Archetype Quiz. Find the best productivity method for you. Make getting it done easy. Take the quiz at andreaslinks.com. That's Andrea's with an S, links with an S.com. Welcome to the Time to Level Up podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Libros. Each week, I focus on the systems, strategy, and big thinking you need to CEO your business and life to the next level. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Time to Level Up podcast. This is the first episode that I am recording inside my own personal in-home podcast recording studio. So the backstory is I always wanted to have a podcast recording studio in my home. And when we started to build this house and put the plans together, we kind of nixed it. Oh, I don't know. It felt like it was going to be too much money, which it really isn't money, a lot of money at all. But anyway, so we nixed it. And then a couple weeks ago, when I attempted to start recording my audiobook, the audiobook producer, yes, I have hired someone to kind of be on the other side of me reading it, which is really helpful. Shout out to Mark at Audavita, which they're helping me do my audiobook. So the first session we met, or the first attempted first session we met, he said to me, the acoustics in this room aren't good, the room I was recording in. And then he said, okay, so I moved and I went to a closet and then the signal wasn't good enough. And we probably spent a good 20, 25 minutes, me walking around my house trying to find the combination of a great signal and great acoustics. And we did finally find a place, but it was not going to be some place that I could withstand for multiple 6, 7, 8 recording sessions. So that kind of lit a fire under me to figure out how to actually have this podcast recording studio. So once again, I'm in a closet underneath the stairs in the basement. But this time, there are no toys in here. We have acoustic panels all on the walls. And I'm actually sort of decorating it to make it a very welcoming space. And if you're watching the audio of this podcast, you'll see I still have a fake background on because I haven't figured out the lighting. The lighting's a little weird. Like right now, if you're watching this YouTube video of this podcast, it looks like I have a light shining down on my head, which I don't. But anyway, that's the backstory on that. So today, what I wanted to bring you was a portion of She Thinks Big Live. The portion I'm going to share with you was the first 15, 20 minutes or so of session 2, which was the second part of the morning, where we talked about a life plan and having a life plan. And I also, in this session, had Stacey Simpson, my full focus expert, time and focus expert, who's on my team, who works with my clients. She came up and also chatted with the audience, and Nicole Pence Becker, who was the MC, interviewed Stacey. But before I got to Stacey, I shared with the audience what I think is some valuable content. I shared with them the 5 principles to creating the life you want. Okay, so 5 principles to creating the life you want. And Brendan Burchard, if you're familiar with him, he talks about this, and I have remembered this for a while. I read this a long time ago, but I remembered it when I was creating this life plan session because I felt like it was very important and telling that you really have to be deliberate and intentional in creating the life you want. It doesn't just evolve. Okay, so much to my husband's dismay, being spontaneous, he's all about being Mr. Spontaneous, doesn't always work out. And in this segment, I share with you the 5 keys to creating the life you want. And then I also share with you some stories. And then after this, I bring up Stacey. So in the next episode of the podcast, or an episode that's coming up soon, you will actually hear what Stacy had to say as well. But this is just a bite size. You know, I like to make these podcasts like not too long, because if you're like me, you've got 20 minutes to listen or 30 minutes max to listen, not 2 hours. So that's why I'm breaking this up. And I will go back and also do this for each of the sessions, the belief plan session, the time plan session, the action plan session. I'm going to do this for all of them. So you will get this amazing content. So sit back, buckle up, and listen to me and Nicole Pence-Becker and some audience members talk about being intentional with creating the life you want and the 5 things that you need to do it.
The instruction is to just draw me something. Do we have any art? Oh, we have an artist in the room. Okay.
Oh, yes, we do.
We do. But draw me something. I'm going to give you, I don't know, 30 seconds. Okay, that's it. Pens down. I feel like it's like 6th grade. Everybody, pencil down.
Well,
eyes here.
Yeah. Thankfully, we don't have a bunch of 6th grade boys in here.
That would be good. Or a bunch of college kids who take exams online. Mm-hmm. And they now have to have, my son had to have put a mirror behind him taking an online exam.
Oh, virtually.
Virtually.
Oh, interesting.
I know. So, all right, we can talk about that later. But when I said, draw me something, what'd you think? How'd that feel if I just said, draw me something? Jill said, awful. Uncomfortable. What about over here? I don't like how I can't see this person over there in the corner. But now I can. All right. How did it feel? Stephanie, how did it feel? Draw me something. Okay. What do I draw? It's uncomfortable. You all were waiting for me to say, draw me a stick figure, pushing a shovel, you know, making a snowman. You were all waiting for instructions. You wanted a plan, right? Our brain wants to know what it needs to do. So if I just say, draw me something, even no matter what you drew, you probably sat there for at least 3 or 4 seconds. I'm like, I don't know. Is she going to look at this? Like, what's going to happen? Am I going to have to, like, go up on stage? Like, what's going to happen? Right?
Is the art teacher going to evaluate the work?
Yeah. Right. Maybe Joanne's going to come up and critique our art. Who knows? Did you have your hand up? We can't hear you. Here we go.
We got mics.
We're coming to you.
That one coming out of my back right now.
We're coming to you.
Okay. So there is always, when someone says to draw something in your mind, there's always that. My mind is always this one picture. And I doodle a lot too.
Okay.
Whatever. But I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait for the next
instruction.
Next idea.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share that because I thought that was interesting. I just wanted to move away from that
norm. Yeah.
That whole habit.
Yes.
And to what is current. So that's it. That's all I wanted to share.
Okay. I love it. It's kind of like I was telling some people last night at our VIP party, whose hair still looks good from last night. I mean, I think, yep, looks pretty good. We went to Dry Bar. It was pretty fun. So expansive, right? Like you want, like Sarah's like, I want to go beyond where I am right now. And that's really hard if we don't have a plan and we don't have direction. So as Nicole was pointing out, we're going to talk about a life plan. So in order to do anything in your business, especially, I think, as women, I'm going to be a little, you know, sexist here. Especially as women, we have to integrate into our lives, right? This life getting in the way. My life is so busy. Ugh, just life, right? If we don't have a plan for our lives, then we kind of become stuck and paralyzed. And we think things aren't possible. Okay. Now there's lots of parts of our life that we cannot plan, right? And we could go into that. lots of parts of our life that we cannot plan, that we would love to plan, but we can't. But I want to share with you five kind of key principles, okay, to create the life you want. All right, so if you guys are familiar with Brendon Burchard, this is kind of one of his ways he thinks about things that I've kind of latched onto that I think is very valuable. So five key principles to create the life you want. Now, you might say to me, I don't know what kind of life I want, Andrea. You know, I remember my mom used to say, it's like, what do you want for Christmas? I just want everybody to get along, and I just want no fighting, and I just want some peace and quiet, okay? That's one kind of life, but really, what do you want? I want that too a lot, but what do you want, okay? So when you think about the choices and the decisions you're making, so I don't think this, everything in your life is a choice or a decision. It was a choice to come here today. You had to decide. You had to make a lot of decisions, how you're going to get here, who was going to do what. What about all the other things going on in your life? Are the choices you're making helping or hindering your lifestyle? Okay? Is this the lifestyle that you desire? Is this choice or decision going to get me closer to where I want to be or farther away to where I want to be? Are you in alignment with your lifestyle? Okay, I think a lot about this too when it comes to my kids, okay? Because I spend a significant amount of time on my business, and they're 22 and almost 20 in a couple weeks, but they weren't, you know, they used to be littler, and even when I started this business, they were both in high school, and were these choices I was making as a business owner in agreement with the life I wanted to lead? Like, what was this good for me and them and all of us? I questioned a lot of that. So are the choices that you're making aligning with the life you want to lead? So number one here, principle number one, is you got to consider what lifestyle you want. And I'll tell you a story. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Nicole's story here, which she shared with us. But way back in the day, in 1995, I had recently graduated from college, and I was living in Manhattan in a roach-infested walk-up brownstone, which my parents were appalled by, but I thought was awesome, by the way, in a bedroom where we had, like, created a wall to have more bedrooms in the same amount of space with my IKEA furniture. And I worked in an advertising agency. It's called DMB&B, Darcy, Macias, Benton, and Bowles. You should be very impressed by that. You would have been in 1995. And it's kind of like the Ally McBeal era. And I was just like the little account executive, walking to work with my sneakers, putting my shoes on when I got there. And one of my people that I reported to was Gail Hollander. Gail, I don't know, I haven't talked to you in like 30 years, but I'm telling a story about you. So Gail Hollander, I remember she was 42, and I was, whatever I was, 23, something like that. And Gail Hollander had just had her first baby. And Gail Hollander lived in Westchester. So anyone that's familiar with the New York metropolitan area, that's a train ride into the city. And it's not a quick little train ride. It's a train ride. Like, you're on the train for probably, she was probably on the train in the morning for a good 45 minutes or more. She was on the train in the afternoon for another 45 minutes or more. She was pumping behind her desk. And this is like before I even knew really what pumping was, because I hadn't experienced that before. And I just remember literally sitting in the chair in front of her. So the desk, she's behind the desk. I'm sitting in the chair. And she's talking to like a nanny as she's pumping, and she's trying to look over what I did. And I remember having the thought, I do not want to be her. I do not want to be her. Do I want to be a mom? Yes. Did I want to be, you know, successful? Yes. But I don't want to be here. I don't want to be commuting into Manhattan on a train. I don't want to be pumping behind my desk. I just didn't want to do it. And soon after that, I decided that I was going to, well, lots of things happened. I got engaged, we were going to move, all these things. But I decided I didn't want to stay in advertising. I didn't want to work in Darcy Macy's Benton Bowls that I should be so excited about. I didn't want to live in Manhattan. It was fun for like the 2 years I was there. Believe me, I think everybody should do it. You grow a lot from that experience. But I didn't want to stay there. I didn't want to do it. So I went to grad school. We moved to Houston. We can go on and on. But that was a choice about lifestyle. And at 23, I could already tell, like, that was not the life I want to lead. So thank you, Gail, for teaching me that lesson. But I want you to think about it. What is the lifestyle that you want? What can you eliminate? Can you eliminate anything that's not necessary? It wasn't necessary that we lived in New York. We could live anywhere. It wasn't necessary that I had to work there. I could work anywhere. So what can you eliminate that's unnecessary? So that's number one. Consider the lifestyle you want to lead. Number two is be honest with yourself and your personal needs. What do you need? What works best for you? And a lot of times you figure this out by failing or by something not working. Like last night, I realized that the shoes I had on were not working. Okay, so I did not want to wear those today, all right? But I also have realized that I need a few kind of key things in my week every week to keep me going. I need exercise. I like to read before bed. I need, we just have a new house, but in our new house is this Japanese soak tub. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Japanese soak tub?
Me too, but don't.
It's good. I've been going through this on Sunday night. I've been getting in this soak tub. It's kind of like sit in it. Ah. It's not a lie down because I would drown.
We're going to need a picture of the tub.
So anyone finds one, find that Japanese soak tub. So I need that. Like that is something I need. Now, Rob makes fun of me because I turn music up really loud and he's like, what are you doing in here? And I'm like, go away. I don't want to talk to you. but I need that. So I want you to think about what are your personal needs? What do you really need? Okay, number three. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. This really revolves around setting boundaries. Okay, a lot of times people talk about work-life balance. I like to think about it as like, what are my boundaries? What am I willing to do and not willing to do? I mean, and if you say to yourself, okay, my life is not so great. I wish it were better. What do you need in order to make it better? What do you need in order to make it better? Don't let anyone deny that from you. You want to do what you love. One of the things I love about Cindy, the Whalemobile lady over there, is that for as long as I've known her, and I've known her a long time, even before we started working together, she loved whales, and she's not letting anyone stop her. I mean, not many people can say they have a Whalemobile, okay? So she's doing what she loves, okay? So are you doing things in your own way? Is someone telling you how to do it? So that goes back to like, Andrea, just tell me what to do. No, I'm not going to tell you what to do because you have to do it how it works best for you. Okay, so that's number three. Do business and do your life like you want to do, not like others do or think you should do. Which kind of brings me to four. Don't blindly mimic what other people are doing. Just because someone wrote a book one way doesn't mean you have to do it that way. Okay, just because I could share my experience with you doesn't mean you have to do it that way. Okay? The two lovely ladies sitting in the way back corner back there took over a family-owned business. Their dad ran it for a long, long, long time. They do not have to do it the way he did it. And they're figuring that out and doing it their way. Okay, just because he did it and it was all, it's super, was successful, and I'm going to put that in quotes because that can mean tons of things and it is successful, but they don't have to do it that way. They're going to do it their own way as two women business owners who want to have families and not be at the office at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. 6 a.m.? What time do we have to get there? Okay, before 7, right? They don't want to be there every day before 7. I don't blame them. Okay, so don't blindly mimic what other people are doing. And then the last one is strive for authenticity. Okay, so I had this grand plan. You know, my grand plans of planning today. Annie and I talked about this 100 times. I'm like, Annie, I'm going to use this really cool thing. It's called an InSwan. Okay, so maybe people who teach know what this is, but it's like, it's a, I was going to have paper up here and I was going to write on it. And then this little screen thing was going to project what I was writing. And I was like, we're going to do that. And I was playing around with it last week. I was like, this is not me. I don't like this little InSwan. We're just bringing the whole easel. That's what we're doing. Because that's more me. You don't need the fanciness. I mean, there's enough fancy, right? So you need to be authentic. I'm sending the InSwan back to Amazon. So there's that. Okay, so be authentic. And then here's the last thing. We do have to get practical. Okay? I mean, I can be all belief planning, but we do have to get practical. Like, how is this life going to work? How do we have the life we want with the time we have? How do we know what we should be focusing on? So, in thinking about today, I wanted to invite Stacey Simpson to speak to you all, because she is kind of the expert on my team on time and planning and focusing. And I really struggled and thought, when should she come up to talk to you all? Should it be during the time plan? Should it be during the action plan? When should it be? And I was like, nope, she's going to come up and talk about the life plan. And she's going to talk during the life plan part, because really, all of that has to do with how you want to run your life, like, period. Yes, it's about time. Yes, it's about deciding what to focus on. But really, it's about how do you want to run your life. So, Nicole and Stacey are going to have a little conversation. I'm going to sit up here and chat too.
Okay, my friends. Which of those five key principles do you think is the hardest? I would be curious to know. What do you think's the hardest? Do you think the last one, being practical, is the hardest? Or sorry, not being practical, but striving for authenticity. Do you think the last one, striving for authenticity, is the hardest? Do you think that being honest with yourself, the second one, and your personal needs is the hardest? Or do you think number one, which is really considering what lifestyle you want, which is a little bit of the belief plan embedded, do you think that's the hardest? I think those three of the five are really the hardest. That's kind of what I think. But I'd be really curious what you think. So if you're on, you all are on social media, I know that. So direct message me. Tell me which of these five you think is the hardest. I'd be really curious to find out. And speaking of message me and tell me you listened to this episode. I want to know who is listening out there. Who is listening out there? And if you really wanted to get a gold star, you would share the episode and write a review. So those reviews matter, my friends. I would really appreciate it if you could write a review if you haven't done so already. Okay, so stay tuned for kind of part two of session two, Life Plan, from She Thinks Big Live. It's awesome. You're going to love it. I will see you next week.
Hey, listening to podcasts is great, but you also have to do something to kick your business up a notch. You need to take some action, right? So go to andreaslinks.com, andreaslinks.com, and take the quiz. I guarantee you'll walk away knowing exactly what your next best step is to level up.